At their June 5th meeting, the Pocahontas County Commissioners heard from Corps Environmental Services Company of Lewisburg, who offered to do environmental monitoring of pipeline construction on behalf of Pocahontas County. That company was involved in the cleanup at Freedom Industries chemical spill near Charleston, West Virginia in 2014. Audrey Sampson, Corps Project Manager, and Matt Ford, the General Manager of Corps Environmental's West Virginia operations, offered to perform ongoing and independent on-site erosion and sediment control inspections, as well as stormwater construction site inspections at the Atlantic Coast Pipeline construction areas in the county. Corps would operate independently on behalf of the Commission and would report violations directly to the West Virginia Department of Environment. The commissioner said that if an affordable contract could be worked out with Corps Environmental to do this, they would be interested in providing this environmental protective service to the community. The commission's attorney will meet with Corps Environmental and attempt to reach an affordable and effective service agreement. In another matter, the commissioners heard from Greg Hammonds, who represented the Pocahontas County Customer Supported Agricultural Program, or CSA, which collects locally grown products and helps market them to restaurants and other businesses. Hammonds told the commission that the CSA has had to move out of its current location, and he asked to move their product collection operation and their coolers and freezers to the county-owned former shoe factory building until they find a new location. Hammond said that they would pay any extra electricity costs. The commissioner said they could not do that because the CSA is a for-profit operation, and any use of a county building by such a company would cause the loss of the tax-exempt status on that portion of the building. It was suggested that Hammond explore doing this through a non-profit organization such as the Farmers Market. The county commission's counsel, Bob Martin, offered to assist Hammond in looking at these options. In other actions, the commissioners authorized County Assessor Tom Lane to use funds from his budget to hire a part-time deputy assessor to help collect personal property taxes. The commissioners clarified that the county hotel occupancy tax ordinance does authorize the sheriff's department to sue landlords who do not pay owed taxes. The commissioners also authorized the day report staff to use the day report vehicle to transport program participants to treatments, trainings, and drug court. They authorized their counsel to draft a letter to state officials authorizing this and supporting additional day report transportation in the future. The commissioners passed a resolution declaring June 15th as Elder Abuse Awareness Day. In additional actions, the commissioners approved a service agreement with Frontier to provide county agencies with internet access. They approved a franchise agreement with Shentel to provide cable services to the county. They authorized a memorandum of understanding with the statewide interoperable radio network, in which they agreed to abide by their use requirements. They appointed Linda Adams, Deborah Gale, Keith Wood, and Ruth Taylor to the County Dramas, Fairs, and Festivals Board. Bob Martin, the commissioner's counsel, reported the following, that even though the brunch bill, which authorized a three-hour earlier at 10 a.m., Sunday sales of both alcohol and lottery tickets was approved by Pocahontas County voters in 2016, the state-produced ballot question only listed alcohol sales and omitted the lottery sales. Because of this omission of mentioning lottery ticket sales by the state on the ballot, that lottery tickets still cannot be sold on Sundays until 1 p.m. He said that this was probably an error that affected the entire state, not just this county. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.